they will ask the more. And what the Lord is saying is that with knowledge comes accountability. Accountability is how we began our whole series on hell, because we said that the rationale for hell is that we've been created as beings who are capable of choice and are morally aware and therefore morally accountable. With more knowledge comes more accountability. With more accountability becomes greater punishment. With less knowledge, with less awareness of the gospel, though you may still be doing things that even in your conscience you know are wrong, nevertheless, with less knowledge, there will be fewer stripes. If I read this passage correctly, there is a differentiation in the severity of punishment, as there will be a differentiation in the offering of rewards based on faithfulness to those who are believers. I'm not going to go further except to say that it's no comfort to tell someone, you're going to at least be better off because you didn't know. Nobody, you know, even with a small amount of punishment, nobody wants to be spending eternity that way, with anger and with aloneness and with anguish, even less of it. Who will be in hell? Who will be in hell? The devil and his angels. We won't turn to the passages. Antichrist and the false prophet, who will be there even before Satan. And finally, the lost. And in the case of the Great Tribulation, it speaks of the followers of the Antichrist and their fate. We know that in a figurative sense, it says death and Hades are also cast into the lake of fire. In that case, it means that there will be no more death, not in the human sense that we know today, and there will be no more waiting place because the judgment will have passed. No more Hades in that sense. Jesus said on one occasion, with this I want to close, as he stood over Jerusalem, how often, he said, well, I have gathered you under my wings as a hen gathers its chicks, but you would not. You would not. And in the Old Testament, we read in Ezekiel, the prophet, the challenge to the people of Israel who would not believe, who would not repent. Why will ye die? Why do you insist on going to hell? We have to understand that people elect, they choose that fate by choosing to reject God and to reject the light that they have, or the gospel if they have the full light of the gospel. It is a conscious choice. I want my way. I'm reminded that the theme song of hell, if there were a theme song of hell, is what old Blue Eyes said when he said, I did it my way. I did it my way. Selfishness, rejection of God's way, and insisting on my way is what sends each one of us, if we're outside of Christ and have not repented, to hell. We have many paths to hell, one destination. But there's only one path to heaven. We should bear that in mind. Let's go to the Lord now in a time of prayer, shall we?